So do you want to tell us a bit about Sharknado 4?
I am enthusiastic about Sharknado 4 in no small part because Anthony C. Ferrante, being a fan of horror, and specifically the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, where I play Stretch, he wanted to fold in more horror elements into Sharknado 4. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do that than to bring my character, because how do you fight a Sharknado? You fight it with a chainsaw.
Of course.
And who does the wields the chainsaw best? Stretch from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. He wanted to kind of celebrate that 30th anniversary, and so it was sort of a natural for him to bring me into the fold. And he loosely scripted my scenes because he wanted to wait and see how things would flesh out with the other cast members that I'm working with. And they are Easter eggs and surprises, so I can't say anything about it. But we had a ball. We shot at the Sable Ranch, a wonderful location. And we got to, it was like being in a Western. It was like being in a Western town. Mm-hmm. And it's such a wonderful franchise to be a part of. They seem to grow their audience through social media every single year. And it's been traditional since the first to live tweet the red carpet from wherever they have that. And the social media following is gigantic. They're already preloaded, you know, with these Twitter followers. It's stunning.
Yeah, every year they have a lot of Sharknado like fanfare.
I think we walked out of the hotel yesterday right into like a Sharknado parade.
Yep.
They were playing the music. Anthony also composes a lot of music, writes a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. And they were playing the Sharknado song yesterday when we walked out. It was so gratifying. I loved it.
Yeah. Is this your first Comic-Con?
It's not my first. I was here for Hatchet 3, which was written by Adam Green, directed by B.J. McDonald. We came down to premiere the film here. Even in 4 years... Comic-Con has gotten bigger, and San Diego has grown. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole new setup. And we didn't have the same kind of publicity push on Hatchet 3, which was a much smaller film, than this. This is a monster, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. So the press and all the various parties and social interactions that go along with it, it's really been impressive. Fast pass.